Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tracking down the people who have ghosted you. The Jeff and Jen Show is going ghost hunting.
Carrie, welcome to Ghost Hunting on the Jeff and Jen Show.
Yeah, well, thanks for taking my call.
So tell us about your date.
Well, Darren and I went out and we grabbed some pizza and it was a place near my house. And then we went across the street to Atkins Park. And we talked. We had a really good time. And then we went back to my house, not for anything weird, but like, he needed a phone charger, and I have a bunch of iPhone chargers. Don't ask questions. It's all work related. Like I
you got the hook. That's your thing. Like everybody's got a friend who can hook them up with something. And if you were our friend, you'd be the phone charger hookup person.
That's totally my thing.
Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah, but he was down to like 4% battery, and he had to drive across town. And so I was like, well, you know, just come on over, and I'll grab one. And we did that, and, you know, he kissed me, and then he left, and I messaged him the next day, like, thanks for pizza and the date, and he didn't text back, but then yesterday I texted him and said, you know, hope you had a great weekend, and he just replied, it was beautiful.
That's it.
But there was nothing else, and so, yeah, I'm just kind of like, what happened?
So how'd you guys meet in the first place?
Online.
Okay.
So this could, I mean, it could have just been a in-person encounter that he wasn't feeling the same way. Because I am of the belief, Janet, I don't know where you stand on this, but I'm of the belief that you don't owe a person an explanation after just one date.
No, usually not. I mean, you're always curious and you want to know why it didn't happen again. But I think the person doesn't know you well enough to feel like they owe you an explanation, and then they sort of feel bad for giving, because it's probably physical attraction, right? If there's no physical attraction, that's probably why a first date doesn't go into a second one.
Who was hotter, you or him?
I mean, wow. I mean, that's
a
not even a fair question, is it? Like,
that's hard to answer.
But it's, I mean, it's,
if I say it's him, then I sound like I don't think that I'm, you know, good looking. But if I say me, then I sound like, you know, oh yeah, I'm so hot, whatever. But I mean, I think we were well matched, and I thought that he thought that too, you know, just like the conversation we were having in Atkins Park. And then he kissed me at the end of the night. I didn't go in for anything, you know. He was about it. So
then okay. He's about it.
I don't know, it just seems really strange to me based on our date and our conversation that he isn't getting back to me. That's all.
If I were in your shoes, I would think that he's dating multiple people at one time and he's just been busy on whatever other dates he's got going on.
Now, and if that's the case and we do make this phone call, it could ruin future chances with him. So
it's not like he's the only person that I've seen. You know, okay. I'm not saying I'm seeing anybody else, but like, it was a first date. So that's not really the issue. To me, it's more like we had a really good time together. We really did click, and then just nothing.
Well, we are going to get you the answers that you are looking for. Producer Janine, talk to Darren. He explains, and you'll be able to hear that coming up next, okay?
Cool.
Cool.
Okay, Ghost Hunting continues in 3 minutes on The Jeff and Jen Show.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up. Jeff and Jen.
The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
Ready, love.
And now we return to the ghost hunt already in progress.
On The Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
All right, we're on a ghost hunt today for Carrie and Darren. Just a couple of minutes ago, they gave us all the details of the first date.
Carrie and Darren went to pizza. Had a great time after meeting online.
then went back briefly to Carrie's apartment to get a phone charger. And then he disappeared. Darren disappeared. Completely ghosted her. I maintain this isn't even a ghost hunt worth doing because you're allowed to do that after one date. Jen, you made the point that he's probably dating a gazillion people.
Yeah, he may just be dating other people. It may not be anything she did.
Right. But we promised Carrie we would get to the bottom of it.
All right, Carrie, you ready to do this?
Yeah, man.
Producer Janine called him up and got some answers. We are about to play exactly why he ghosted you.
Thank you.
Oh, honestly, it went great. It went really good. I think we had the chemistry, but the thing was... She lives with her brother, which is cool, like, when you're, like, 21, but when you get to be at, like, our age, like, I don't know. When you're an adult, I don't live with my sister. I have a sister, and I don't live with her because if he was bringing guys home, dude, I don't think that I'd be cool with that. You know what I mean? Like, but I didn't, like, stick around to, like, confirm, you know? Like, I mean, she said he was around, and I mean, she said he lived there, and it was, like, the time of night where if he wasn't out or something, he was obviously home. I just didn't ask. But, yeah, just the thought of him probably being around or walking in or whatever, like, I don't know. It skeeved me out for some reason.
Hey, Carrie.
Yeah.
Did the light bulb go off for you?
Well, I'm a little confused. Yeah. Okay, first, I'm glad to know that my radar is not totally broken. Like, I knew that we had a good time together and right. That we did hit it off.
Right.
But, like, first of all, it's my place. My brother lives with me and he has his own separate room. Like, I don't know what Darren thinks is going to happen.
I get it, though.
Like, he just barges into my bedroom and
walls are thin. Walls are thin. I don't know.
Doesn't it weird you out? Like,
privacy thing.
Let's say you and Darren, you were ready to take it to the next level or whatever. How do you walk in to your house, like with your brother, maybe sitting on the couch?
No.
I don't understand you guys. Like, we are adults. And I don't know. Like, it's just weird. He's family. And
of course, yeah. Of
I don't
course.
I just can't even process not helping out family so that
I get that. I
totally get it. Helping out your family, it's just going to put a dent in your dating life for a little while until he finds his own place or gets
it
on his
hasn't
feet.
Before this is Darren's problem, honestly. I mean, I really like him, but
Darren did
like
say
I'm asking me to choose between helping my family and dating them, and that just. That's not an ultimatum that I can even...
He's not... Hold on. Now you're going a little extreme. He's not making an ultimatum. He just said it skeeved him out to have to walk past your brother to go be intimate with you should the relationship progress. That's all he said. He's not giving you an ultimatum. Throw your brother out.
But how is that an adult reaction to the situation? Like, oh, someone else knows that we might be intimate. Well, who cares?
Well, I think when you're first starting out in a relationship, he just thought that was going to be an uncomfortable thing. He didn't want to do.
Well,
sort of his choice.
You're dating.
He's not going to do anything that night.
Of course.
Because it's the first date. So whatever expectations were there and whatever was going on in Darren's head, like, that just wasn't it.
All right. Can you hold on 1 second?
Yeah.
All right. Hold on 1 second. She's going way off, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Darren dodged a bullet.
One date.
Right, but she's like, she's
just
weaving.
She's like, yeah, this is a weird wrinkle I don't want to deal with.
Right, that's it.
And she's saying, like, he's making me choose between my family and dating him.
Okay,
he's
I just.
Not really actually making her choose anything. She's taking in her brother. She's a good person, but I think she's getting a little.
Okay.
A little over the edge with Darren.
Hey, Carrie.
Yeah.
Hey, Jen thinks you're going crazy right now.
I did not
Why?
Say that. I don't think you're going crazy. I think you went a little over the edge. I mean, it was one date, and there was a situation that presented itself after the first date that he was like, you know what? I'm good with not having that situation. So he liked you, but not enough to get past your brother. And I don't think that means he's making you choose your brother between him, or you or him. He's just going, I'm good.
So I think I wouldn't take it too personally, and I think you can hop back on Tinder, whatever you were, wherever you were doing the online dating, and you can hop back on there and you're a good person and you're a good soul and life will be good for you. But I wouldn't worry too much about this Darren guy. You guys just weren't compatible.
No, I'm cool. I'm not worried.
Okay. Thanks, Carrie.
Thanks for calling us.
Bye, Carrie.
All right.
Okay, bye. You hang up first. That was...
All right.
That was intense, right?
She got fired up about that.
Okay. All right, there we go. Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.